We rise. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. We turn to those following verses from Isaiah chapter 11, picking up at verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, and their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. This is the word of God. We pray. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus, who has come to recover us and restore us, dear fellow redeemed. A wolf lays down to rest alongside a lamb. A young calf and a lion bend down to take a drink of water together. It is a place of peace, a world at rest. It is Eden, the place which God created. What characterizes the Garden of Eden is utter peace. The peace that God intends for what he has created and the rest that he is seeking for all that he has made. But it was a peace that would soon be broken. Adam and Eve sided with the serpent and they did what they thought they needed to survive. And in doing so, they created hostility. And where should they go now? They've been cast out. Out of peace, out of God's presence, out of Eden, out of paradise. Adam and Eve have effectively ended all peace talks, all negotiations with the one who has created them. And they are thrust out into a scattered world. Into a world where people are doing what they must to survive. And there is no longer peace on earth. We have been thrust out into that world, a scattered world where people are doing what they must to survive. Survival of the fittest. The wolf doesn't lie down with the lamb, he eats him. The calf doesn't bend over next to the lion, but he runs away from him. We have been thrust into a world where people and animals are not that much different when you look at things. They're doing what they must to survive. We're scattered and we wonder, where is peace to be found? Where is peace to be found in the days of Isaiah? As he writes this prophecy, it pictures this world of peace, and yet the nations are divided. It is nothing but war. For centuries upon centuries throughout the world, one nation after another doing what they must do to survive. Israel and Judah are supposed to be brothers. They're supposed to be family. But they're divided. They're scattered. They have problems. They're fighting against each other. And when they should be turning to God to bring peace to their conflicts, they're turning to other allies, other nations, other sources of help. Israel has called up Syria, and they're trying to make an agreement where they're going to turn against Judah. And Judah has called upon his neighbors to the far north, the Assyrians, where he tries to cut a deal with them. They're looking in all the wrong places, and they're scattered and in need of rest. Where is peace to be found? Where is peace to be found in our life? We need a king who can bring us peace. And yet, we often think there is none. We think we must do what we need to do to survive. How many of us have someone in the family who's not going to show up to Christmas this year? For some reason. Or how many of us have someone in the family who we know will show up, only to cause problems? How many of us have some unspoken problem, irritation with someone else, some unsaid resentment, some unresolved anger, something that'll go on festering within us while we try to put on a happy face for Christmas? It leaves us thinking, we have to do what we need to do to survive. So we dig our heels in, we protect ourselves, we get the defenses up and say, well, what about you? What have you done for me? We go on the attack. We try to get other people on our side against the other people. Or we slink away into our shells, unwilling to confront the problems that are happening, thinking they'll go away and nothing is left resolved. We are scattered too. We are looking for a place to rest. And where is peace going to be found? Where would peace be found in Jesus' life? He was born into a family that was scattered and divided. Matthew records how Joseph was of the tribe of Judah. We read the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1, which shows that Joseph was the son of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, the son of Uzziah, the son of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the son of David, the son of Jesse. These men were kings. Joseph was of the royal lineage of King David. And yet, he finds himself lost in Galilee among Gentiles, working as a carpenter. He has to make that trip down to Bethlehem, his hometown, where the royal lineage is found. And when he gets there, what does he find? No room, no space. The family is scattered. The sins of Joseph's fathers have taken their toll on the land. Israel and Judah fighting against each other, turning to other nations, going to other gods. And now the Lord has laid the axe to the root. He's cut so deeply into that royal lineage of David that it goes all the way back to Jesse, the first father of the first king, meaning that God has utterly cut down the kingdom. It could never bring the peace that it was supposed to because all the kings have failed just like we have failed. And there is no space for them in the house. They have to go in with where the animals are usually kept at night. That's where they'll stay. That's where they'll rest. Where is peace to be found? Well, it's right there. It's right there in Bethlehem, right there in the manger, in the place where animals are supposed to be staying. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner for the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. There is peace on earth. You just have to know where to look. So pay attention to the signs. Look for the banner which is saying, turn in here. The banner which is spoken of in verse 10 is the type of banner that would be used to signal an invasion. They would raise it high on a mountaintop in order to signal to the the nearby villages that were being invaded. And it was a beacon to say, this is the place where we should assemble. It was a gathering point, a banner meant to draw all the villages to safety. It's like when you put out a sign at a wedding banquet or a graduation that says, turn in here. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Look for the banner which says, turn in here. Because here you will find peace on earth. Here you will find an angel saying, do not be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy. For there is bound to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. It is a banner for the shepherds to come and find peace. It is a banner for us to find our King. Our King, the one who submits to the hostility, the oppression, the hatred, the divisions in our families and among our people and among our neighbors, the divisions between us and God, the failures of the kings of Judah who puffed themselves up, trying to protect themselves, trying to keep themselves safe. Jesus would come of the royal line of David, which had been cut to the root of Jesse. All the way back to the beginning, Jesus would be the king that Israel and Judah never had, the king that you and I have never had, the Savior that we need. Jesus became scattered, scattered into the world and scattered into our lives. He was thrust out of heaven, thrust out of God's presence, thrust out of paradise to become man. Thrust into a world which is lost and dying, thrust into our sins and lifted up on the cross, buried into our death and raised as a banner to the people. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. A sprout has sprung forth. So how far have you come today? I figure the average drive time for members of this congregation is somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes. What are the other things you could be doing this morning? You could be stopping at a closer church. You could be sleeping, opening presents, lounging around in your pajamas, playing with your new toys, drinking coffee, getting ready for dinner, getting ready for your travels. But something has drawn you here. Something has brought you here today. From so far away, just like it drew those shepherds, God's Spirit had stirred something up. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. From Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from northern Chicago and southern Chicago and the Chicago suburbs and downtown and all over, the Lord shall assemble his people. You have come so far, and it is all because God has recovered you, recovered a remnant from among all nations and people. From among the conflicts and the problems, the unspoken problems and irritations, the unsaid resentments and unspoken anger. From among all of our sins, God has recovered us. And he has set up a banner that says, turn in here. A banner raised as the angels say, there is born to you, this day. The city of David, a Savior for you. Turn in here. come here to where my word is being spoken and proclaimed and discover what child this is who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ our King. Come here to Bethlehem and discover the one who has called us out of our corrupted lives, out of our broken relationships, out of our sinful past, to find Eden, the place of peace, to find the forgiveness of all of your sins, to come into God's presence again. There shall be peace on earth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. That's the peace of Christmas. It's not that we have our families all fixed, that we have our lives all fixed, that it's an end to all earthly conflict and all the nations are going to sing songs of jingle bells together. It's the peace of knowing that God has forgiven your sins. That's the good news. But it becomes our peace now, our banner, to raise in our lives, so that we're not stirring up more sins and problems, so that we're raising that banner for our neighbors, for our families, for our brethren, to repent where we've done wrong, to turn from our sinful past, and live a new life in the peace of the Lord. A wolf lays down to rest with a lamb at his side. A calf and a young lion bend down to take a drink together. It is a place of peace, a world at rest. It is Eden, the place to which you are headed. Isaiah is picturing the end of all things, the fulfillment of all that this King has come to do, utter peace in the creation and in our lives, a new creation. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God is planning a complete place of peace. Well, he will raise you from death, cast off your sinful flesh, and let you walk again in his presence and glory. There will be nothing that can hurt you or destroy what God has done in all his holy mountain. For we have found a King who has accomplished peace. Amen.